Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, June 24th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Missionaries are concerned about a religion law in the UK. No religious bias found at the U.S. Air Force Academy, and a ministry partnership launches a kids' Bible reading project. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today's newscast in the United Kingdom with a vote of 303 to 247. The Racial and Religious Hatred Bill was adopted in principle in the Parliament. Christians fear the bill will limit religious expression. Daniel Faw works with the Oak Trust, a youth camping ministry in Sheffield, England, which works closely with Greater Europe Mission.
My prediction would be that the law will be finalized and will stand pretty much as it is, but it will be through test cases in the courts that will actually decide its interpretation.
That's what concerns many evangelical Christians, says Faw.
There will be groups that take that and use it to say that Jesus is the only way for salvation. Could quite easily be thrown up out in the courts and possibly even end up in jail.
Conservatives and liberal Democrats oppose the law. Faw is asking people to pray that amendments are made before it becomes law. Meanwhile, the United States Air Force Academy wrapped up its probe into religious intolerance by evangelical Christians. According to the Associated Press, the Pentagon investigated complaints that Christians at the Academy bullied those of other faiths, but found no overt discrimination. They did, however, cite a degree of insensitivity. Academy leaders and the Air Force will be clarifying policies on religious expression. Pray for believers on campus that their testimony remains strong. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries is getting ready to launch a pilot evangelism program outside of Nairobi, Kenya. But you say, isn't Kenya already covered with the gospel? Well, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says, even though missions has been in Kenya for over a century,
the poverty and the isolation of many of the areas outside of the urban centers have recreated a new generation of unreached people. Because evangelism has not continued in some of the isolated areas, they need to be reached again with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Here's how the program will work.
The program's going to run a pilot of placing scripture listening kits with a local pastor in one of the villages, and the villages will gather together and commit to listen to the scriptures and then memorizing the scriptures. Participants will also be encouraged to tell their story.
Pray for those involved in starting this listening program in churches and families so they'll be open to hear the gospel. Next, Compassion International and the International Bible Society have launched a 4-year children's Bible reading initiative. It's called Adventurous Biblicus. The goal is to present God's Word to children in Compassion sponsorship programs in 10 Latin American countries. More than 100,000 children between the ages of 5 and 7 will participate. The readers are generally used in classroom settings with leaders from Compassion's church partners facilitating the lessons. And HIV/AIDS is taking the lives of many around the world, many of whom don't know Christ. Bible Pathway Ministries is doing everything they can to see souls saved before they're lost for eternity. They're doing it by providing scripture. Bible Pathway's Karen Hawkins says 4 girls recently traveled to an orphanage in Tanzania.
We supplied them with Bibles, children's Bibles, and then Bible Pathway to take with them. You can imagine how excited they were when they received Bibles of their own and could actually have something like that.
Many of the children have AIDS, have come to Christ, and are now ready for eternity. Funding is needed to spread the gospel even further.
A person doesn't keep it to themselves. We know from experience that each one is shared with at least 20 other people. And so we're talking about one Bible literally can mean the difference between heaven and hell for who knows how many people.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, a harmony of the Gospels, 2 books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.